Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the DDP. Grace greetings to all of you. Grace and peace, as the Apostle Paul would say. We are near the end of the 7th chapter of the book of Acts. Stephen is about to turn from preaching this chronological sort of left to right message of the history of Israel, and he's about to turn on the audience and tell them what he thinks. Best way to say it is kind of tell them what he thinks about them. Listen to this, verses 51 through 53. You stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, you always resist the Holy Spirit. As your fathers did, so do you. Which of the prophets did your fathers not persecute? And they killed those who foretold the coming of the Just One, of whom you now have become the betrayers and murderers, who have received the law by the direction of angels and have not kept it. Interesting way to approach your audience. The word stiff-necked is just an old English phrase for a word we would use more closely associated to stubborn. You stubborn and uncircumcised in heart and ears. The worst thing to call a Jew was uncircumcised. Now, Stephen can't call them physically uncircumcised because they've been circumcised since they were 8 days old. That marks them as Jews. But he can and does call them uncircumcised in heart. And he's telling them, you have not had any kind of heart change. You are stubborn people. You don't have a change of heart. You don't have a change of in ear. You're not hearing it the way you ought to hear it. You're resisting the Holy Spirit. Your fathers did that. He doesn't just mean their earthly father. He means the history of their lineage has been in this and has persecuted the prophets. This is another reason why I talk a lot about Stephen as an eschatological landmark, a signpost, so to speak. Jesus gives us this same statement, not verbatim. He doesn't say you stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears. But when Stephen in verse 52 asked, which of the prophets did your fathers not persecute? Jesus dealt with this exact same scenario in the book of Matthew. Before that famous 24th chapter, there's the 21st chapter where he has the parable of the wicked vine dressers. And you have the vine dressers that stone those who come to take the grapes, and then they kill the son. And by the time you get to chapter 23, Jesus says in chapter 23, verse 34, I send you prophets, wise men, scribes. Some of them you kill and sanctify. Some of them you're going to scourge in your synagogues and you're going to persecute from city to city, that on you may come all the righteous blood shed on the earth, from the blood of righteous Abel to the blood of Zechariah, son of Berechiah, whom you murdered between the temple and the altar. Assuredly, I say to you, all these things will come upon this generation. So Stephen is just re-preaching that sermon that Jesus has already preached. And just laying it out that you've killed the Just One and the Holy One, you betrayed him, he makes it very clear. And he also says that statement in verse 53, they received the law by the direction of angels and have not kept it. And I think if you study the New Testament between Acts 7 and between the ministry, the law given at the hand of angels in Hebrews, you'll realize that angels mediated the law to man, but Jesus mediates grace to man. It's a big difference. And Stephen points that out. I don't want to stay there too long. Verse 54, we're not going to get into it much today, but what we'll do is verses 54 heading on out of the chapter tomorrow. But listen to 54. When they heard these things, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed at him with their teeth. And the word cut to the heart is closer in the Greek, and I like this better. They were furious at what they heard. And if they're uncircumcised in heart, but yet when they hear Stephen, they're cut to the heart. So you can either be circumcised in heart and have a heart change, or you can have truth cut the heart. And that's what happens when you prefer the performance of the law. We'll go deeper tomorrow. See you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.